guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck, meaning however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character, and unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old, it's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Welcome back to the program. That's right, it's Bucket Strategy Investing. Looking ahead to this hour, I just get the strange sense that there are going to be money questions asked and answered. Just, I don't know, based on historical data, all right? We tend to do that. We have tended to do that over the years on this program. Now, I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, here in studio with me. As always, we'll talk about any money issue that you might have, any question that needs answering. We will continue to answer your emails as well. So stand by for those coming up shortly. Also, phone calls. We're going to take some phone calls first because I know some people are on hold. We're going to get into this a little bit more of the required minimum distribution topics that we didn't get a chance to get in our previous hour. So if you were kind of waiting for those, I don't know whether you were or not, but we do want to talk about it. So stick around. That will be coming up sometime this hour. We do have some lines open as of this very moment. So give us a call while you can. 877-PLANNER, that's the number, 877-752-6637. Now, as for those emails I mentioned, you send them to us via our website. That's also known as wealthed.com. Click on the Find Your Answer link right there at the top of the page. We'll get them here in the studio and, of course, answer them for you. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, here with us once again from Lucia Capital Group. So if you got a money question or you need a bucket strategy done for you, you can reach Rick or any of the advisors we got on hand. 800-644-1150, the off-air number. We are here to give you the help that you need. So once again, that off-air number, 800-644-1150. Now on the air, you can reach us at 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I said we got some folks on hold, so we're going to take those calls first, but we still have two lines open. So grab them while you can, whether it's required minimum distribution questions, some Social Security questions. We've already had some of those. IRAs, rollovers, 457 plans. We've talked about them all today. And there will be more coming up this hour. So, Professor Plum, let's move along next to George in San Jose, California. Hello, George.
Hello. I've got a question. I am 60 years old. I'm planning to retire at 65.
Okay.
My wife is 48. She's not working. She plans to go to work, but she says that her Social Security contributions will not increase her benefits when she retires. Is that true?
Well, they has she worked in the past? She's not working now, but has she worked in the past?
On and off.
Okay.
Not much part-time.
Yes, they will. If she goes back to work and starts making some amount of money, it will increase her benefit. Now, the question is, will it increase her benefit to a point that makes it larger than what she's going to get just as a spousal benefit from being married to you? And so that may or may not happen. How large do you expect your benefit to be when you retire?
About $2,200.
Okay. It may or may not grow to her benefit, her continuing to work, depending upon how much she makes, it may or may not grow to a point that will give her a benefit on her own work that's higher than what she gets just from being married to you. So that's something, I mean, it doesn't mean that she shouldn't work, but she might be right in the way she's doing that. Now, if she goes back to work, what type of an income would she be able to create? $20,000 a year, $200,000 a year? What type of an income?
About $20,000 a year, yeah.
Yeah, so, and she's 48, so she'd work for another 10 or 12 years. It's
right.
Probably unlikely that her benefit would grow to a point, unless she's already got a lot of good years in the books.
it may be that her benefit does not grow to a point that makes it as large as the spousal benefit. So it's just one. I mean, you can make a you can check on that. You can go online and put in what her income is going to be going forward, and they'll give you a projection of what her benefit looks like. But if your benefit is $2,200 a month at 65, the spousal benefit at her age 67 would be about $1,150, and it would be about $700-$800 a month at age 62. So if it shows that her benefit's only going to be $600 a month at 62, she's right. Her working is not going to enhance the benefits that she will be eligible for, because just being married to you is going to give her a bigger benefit.
All right. That's what I want to know. Thank you.
All right, George. Thank you for the call. And we've had questions like this before where, do we start working? Do I go back to work? I want to retire early, but I'm afraid that I'm going to have a couple of zeros on the record that's going to bring my Social Security benefit down.
Right, and if all she's going to do, if she's going to make about $20,000, making the $20,000 is a reason to work, not necessarily to create the Social Security benefit. For most people, though, the additional Social Security benefit is a nice little benefit. In her case, if she's going to make $20,000 for maybe the next 10 or 12 years, and unless she already has 20 years in the books, it probably will not create a significantly larger benefit mm-hmm. from her own work record that she's already going to get for being married to George. So it's just...
Well, he said she's worked on and off or whatever, so it doesn't sound like she probably has very many credits at all.
No, not very much at all.
Yeah, so that sort of magnifies the point that you were making a second ago.
Right, and so, but it, I mean... It may. I mean, his benefit will be in that $700 range, or not his, but the benefit that she would receive mm-hmm. at 62 is maybe in the $700 range. So if they were to do this projection and they put in that she's going to make $20,000 a year for the next 10, 15 years, it depends on how many years of earnings and what those earnings were that she already has on the books. If she's already got 20 years of $20,000 a year, then her benefit will grow. It'll be nice. If she's got 4 or 5 years of $20,000 or less, then her benefit may not grow to a point that's larger than what she's going to get just for being married to him.
Yeah, so they calculate, talk for a second since we're on the topic about how they calculate these benefits based on your work record.
Well, they do look at your entire work history and then they index the earnings up. Now, I had a question on this about whether or not they use only the years after age 21 or if they use all the years, and I know that in historical reading, when I've read through this, I was under the impression that they would only use the earnings after age 21. They use all the earnings to calculate credits, but they only use the earnings after 21. Now, in researching this again, I can't find that information, so I'm still trying to work on that particular aspect of it. But even after 21, they take all the years that you have. They index all the years of work that you had prior to your turning 60 to an inflation factor to bring them up on parity, at least from an inflation component, with what you're earning now or what's happening now at age 60. And they look at the best 35. They don't have to be the best 35 consecutive. They're just looking for the best 35 inflation indexed years in your work history. They add those up, they turn that into a monthly average, and then they apply a formula to that. So they're looking for your best 35 years. What happens if you don't have 35 years? Do they calculate it based on a lower set? No, they still base it on a 35-year average. They just have zeros in there for many of the years, or however many years you add up to the 35. So by doing that, you may have, in a 20-year period of time, you may average $38,000 a year for 20 years, but your average for Social Security is going to be less than that because they're going to spread it out over a 35-year basically mm-hmm. history. And then they just apply a formula to it. That's what they do to create the benefit that's payable to you at full retirement age. That's called the primary insurance amount. And Social Security is an insurance policy. It's not an investment. It's an insurance. And so you get the primary insurance amount. Now they adjust that PIA, that primary insurance amount, based on how many months early you retire or how many months late you retire. Earliest is at 62. Latest they're going to make an adjustment to is age 70. So they and it is a per month adjustment to your full retirement age benefit. And regardless of what your full retirement age is, whether it was the old 65, the 66 today, 67, soon to be 67, yeah, or 66 in 4 months, 66 in 2 months, whatever it is, you can still take a benefit at 62. And you can still wait until 70. It's just that for those of us that have a 67 retirement age, it's a bigger reduction
and
if we take it at 62, and a smaller increase if we take it at 70, because there's more months of reduction from 67 to 62, and there's, yes, fewer months of increase from 67 to 70.
Which is known as a benefit cut.
Yes.
Now, you said inflation index. It's an important thing to keep in mind, because somebody might say, well, yeah, I've got 35 years, but back in 1986, I was making 36 grand, and that wasn't, that was a decent amount for 1986, but, isn't that going to hurt me? They actually do say, what would 36 grand spend like in today's dollars?
Well, sort of in today's dollars, if you're 66. They're going to bring it up to age 60. They don't inflation index any of the earnings after age 60. Why? I don't know. Because they said so.
That's an odd thing to do.
That's the way it works.
That's one section that I missed. So they only take it up to age 60.
They only index up to 60.
Well, okay. All right. But 60, what's the big deal?
The reality is from 60 to 66 today hasn't been much of an index.
No. Now, it could
be
something.
But in some years, it is.
If you go back in years past, and I don't know how they did that back in the late 70s, early 80s, but at the time, that could have made a big difference.
Could have.
All right. Well, stick around. We're going to take more of your phone calls. We got some emails to get to. We got some more questions and answers on required minimum distributions, a whole bunch of stuff to cover. And we got some time, but not a lot of time. So get your calls in. 877-PLANNER, Jim in San Mateo, California. We'll put you up next and anybody else on hold. We got some folks on hold. Two lines open. Get them now. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group on Bucket Strategy Investing.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Talking about your money and everything else, whatever's important to you from a financial standpoint, we answer your money questions here on the program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. And don't forget, we can also answer your money questions in person. In fact, that's what's going to happen this very Saturday in Santa Clara, California, April 30th, and just a couple of days away. Join the Brain Trust live in Santa Clara at the Marriott, I do believe, there near the yep. stadium. At you can register and get all the details at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. It's all free. Learn about retirement income strategies and get your money questions answered. That's equally important. We'll talk to you about your money strategies, about strategies to help you potentially not run out of money before you run out of time, but also get whatever questions you have answered. We have estate tax questions. We have trust questions. We have RMD questions. We have trust issues. I didn't want to say. I said trust questions. Questions about trust, living trust, etc. You know what I mean. Join the Brain Trust. Sign up. It's all free at wealthed.com. Santa Clara. Don't miss it this Saturday. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number. Right nearby, not too far, a couple of clicks down the road, Jim in San Mateo, California. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I've heard that... there's a social security benefit for grandparents who pay for their grandchildren's college expenses.
Are the grandkids were they adopted by the grandparents? Are the grandparents?
No, they're legal guardians. We are the legal guardians. The father's not in the picture, and the mother passed away when she was 25, and we raised them.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's just my attention that there's a Social Security loophole that could help pay for their college kid education.
Yeah, how old are the kids right now?
One's 21 and one's 19.
Now, the benefit for the kids are if they're in high school or under age 18. They're,
yeah, we had that. That we received, but I just found out. I mean, that expired when they were 18.
Yeah, I've never heard of one for college. There's not one for college for a deceased parent.
Okay, well, that's what I was calling to find out because someone mentioned to me that you got to check it out, and I bought that book, Get What's Yours, and I didn't see it in there.
I've never heard of it.
About Social Security loopholes that are closing, and I thought this may be time to find out about it.
I have never heard of one for college like this. I wish there was, but don't know of any.
Yeah. Well, I was for grandparents, not just for regular parents.
Right, but I've never heard of one for regular parents. I've never heard of one for
legal guardians or grandparents.
I've never heard of one for children that are receiving survivor benefits, you know, who have been, you know, don't have parents. I've never heard of any of it for this college thing. So I'm not saying it doesn't exist. I just have never heard of it.
Okay. Well, that's what I was calling to find out.
Well, if you have information on it, or you maybe you can, we'll put you on hold and you can email it to us, Jim. That might be the way to go. I wish we could help you out. We just haven't heard of that. I'm not sure what it is. I appreciate the call. Hold on. Maybe you can send it to us via email, via something that I would think we would have heard of by now. Now, there are, as you were referring to, Professor Plum, family benefits, and they were taking advantage of that. Right. I guess they had been up until they turned, the last child got out of high school.
Turned 18 or out of high school. Yeah, there are, if the grandparents have adopted or become legal guardians of the children, it's just like the parents. If you're a parent later in life and you have children under the age of 18, when you start receiving a benefit from Social Security, the kids become potentially eligible for a benefit from Social Security. In this case, the grandparents were stepping into the shoes of the parent. The parent, one unfortunately passed away, and the father basically disappeared. And so they are the legal guardians, and the children are dependents or were dependents of theirs. They were able to get a Social Security benefit. But the question is, goes on further. Does it continue for some type of college? I have not heard of anything for college in that respect. I've been through the websites pretty well. I've been through the different reading materials pretty well, but
that's what I say. I thought maybe we would have caught that by now, but hey, you never know. Okay, 877 Planner. We got some lines open right now. 877 PLANNER. Had an email or two on this required minimum distribution. In fact, this came in before we were talking about it. This was passed on to us by Chris Lloyd. This was sent to the Phoenix office, I guess, at Lucia Capital Group. And Chris Lloyd answered it, but he sent it to us anyway. And so I'm going to read it on the air. The question was this. I don't even have a name on it. I turned 70 this year and will be 70 and a half on September 1st of 2016. I know that I have my first required distribution this year, but wasn't sure if I have to wait until after September 1st to take it. Do they look at the actual date I turned 70 and a half, or can I take it any time during the calendar year? Now, we did answer this last hour, but because it was last hour, we can answer it again.
The required minimum distribution is for the tax year. It's not the date that you turn 70 and a half. It's the year you turn 70 and a half. And any distribution during the year that you turn 70 and a half satisfies the RMD. So if you started taking distributions on January 2nd, you weren't even 70 yet. Still good, because you did turn or will turn 70 and a half this year. So we were talking about it earlier in the show, first hour. My birthday's at the end of June. I don't turn 70 and a half until the end of December in that particular year. It would make it very, very difficult for me to take a required minimum distribution if I had to take it out on the last day or two of the year, because what happens if that's a weekend? What happens if, everybody I'm talking to has gone away for the holiday weekend? It's just not going to happen. So it is for the year. Any distribution during the calendar year, the tax year, mm-hmm. of the person that turns 70 and a half or older is any distribution during that year. And what they're going to do is they're going to use the balance as of last year and the age that you will attain this year. Since you are only, your birthday, you're going to be 70 this year, you use the life expectancy factor of age 70. And they're basically looking at what is your age on December 31st of this year. You're still only going to be 70. You'll be 70 and a half, but you haven't turned 71 yet. But if your birthday's in the second half of the year, so let's say that instead of turning 70 and a half in September, you only turn 70 in September. That means you don't turn 70 and a half until next year. That means your first required minimum distribution is next year. But during 2017, you're also going to make it to 71. So your required minimum distribution for next year will be based on, even though it's your very first one, will be based on the life expectancy factor for 71, not for 70. You use the balance as of last year, the age you attain this year. One divided by the other gives you your required minimum distribution.
And the distribution will be slightly larger in that instance.
Slightly larger, not
a lot. No, not a lot, but it will be slightly larger.
And then every year, you redo the calculation. Every year, you look at last year's December 31st balance. Mm-hmm. You take the divisor, the life expectancy factor for the age you attain this year, and the life expectancy goes down a little bit every year. And so the smaller the number of the life expectancy, the larger the distribution is going to be. It doesn't go up that quick.
No, it really doesn't. And of course, this is a required minimum distribution.
You can always take more.
You can always take more. In fact, as we had said too, there are some people who are living on quite a bit more than their required minimum distribution just to get by. So the important thing is to know, look back and say, what was the balance at the end of the last year? Figure out what your required minimum distribution is. And if somehow you just took it all out anyway, took more than you needed to, nothing more needs to be done. You've already satisfied it. Okay, Larry in Denver, we'll get to your question next. 877-PLANNER, two lines open, three now. Give us a call. It is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Many investors are well aware of the start the stock market had in 2016. According to CNN and other news agencies, the Dow dropped 5.5%, NASDAQ fell 7.8%. The losses raised the fear of whether we could be heading for another sustained market downturn like 2008. And for many, it raised the question, what should I do now? If the bumpy start to the year raised questions about how your retirement strategy may be exposed to market volatility, or if you don't have a strategy that takes stock fluctuation into account, schedule a consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to review your portfolio. Learn what options you may have to take a fragile market into account. Contact a Lucia Capital Group advisor at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or turn to us for education, advice, and planning online at wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. Advisory services offered through Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and member SIPC. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principle.
How would you rate your financial literacy? Is there more that you can do and more you should do to educate yourself about investing?
The November 2015 S&P Global Financial Literacy Survey determined that 2 in 3 adults worldwide are considered illiterate regarding their knowledge of basic financial concepts. The United States ranked only 14th worldwide in financial literacy.
So where can you go for information and guidance? Where can you build your knowledge base to help you make informed financial decisions?
WealthEd.com is the website focused on financial literacy and wealth education. WealthEd.com features an extensive on-demand video content library for education, planning, and advice that you can access for free.
WealthEd.com's original and exclusive programming features Lucia Capital Group certified financial planner professionals and retirement planning strategists.
WealthEd.com.
Online, on demand, WealthEd.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. GEICO also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to GEICO?
Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Going on now at Guitar Center. It's Guitarathon. Your chance to save up to 30% on over 250,000 guitars, basses, amps, and accessories from major brands. Strike a chord with Martin Acoustic Strings. Buy one, get one free. Pursue your tone with an Epiphone electric or acoustic guitar. Your choice, just $99. Or plug it and play with instrument or mic cables. Buy one, get one free. Music can take you a lot of places. Make sure you start at the center this weekend at Guitar Center's Guitarathon, in store and online.
Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here for you every day at this time, answering your money questions, talking to you about money, retirement, planning. It's all here on the show. 877 Planner, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Blum, certified financial planner from Lucia Capital Group, taking your calls. Still have a few more emails to get to, and anything else regarding RMDs, required minimum distributions. We will talk about that as well. Let's move along. I think I said Larry is next up in Denver, Colorado. Hi, Larry.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I really appreciate it.
You bet.
Listen, I'm getting ready to sell a rental property. I've owned it since 1972. My basis is about $48K. That will sell it between like $280,000 and $300,000. So I'm just trying to get everything out on the table of what it's going to cost me. I know I've got to have a recapture of the basis, and then the capital gain I've got to pay on that. So if I take 50 from, say, $290,000, that's $240,000 just on capital gain alone. So what I'm just trying to figure out, what else do I need to consider in taxes for next year after I sell this?
Well, how old are you, Larry?
Well, I'm 73. I'm in my RMD world and all that.
Okay. What did you originally pay for this property?
About 32, and then it's just put on increases up to where it's just slightly under 50K.
Okay. Right. So you'll recapture the depreciation, which will be probably what? Are you married or single?
Married.
And how much total income do you have, not including this sale?
We're in pretty good shape. We have six rental properties. They're all free and clear. If I keep this property and continue on, rental property in Denver is hotter than the hammers of Hades right now. And I'll be, between my Navy retirement, Social Security, I'll be making $13K a month.
Okay.
$8K just from rentals, another $5K from retirement and Social Security. And
that'll work.
So the cash is there. What we want to do, we wanted to buy another place farther out and kind of in the boonies, a small farm, and move out there. I only have one mortgage now on the house.
So it would not be, because it's going to be a primary residence, it would not be a 1031 exchange.
That's correct.
So you would have a recapture of whatever depreciation you need to recapture at about 25%. And then the gain, much of the gain will be, should be, all of the gain should be at the 15% long-term capital gain tax bracket. Some of the gain will also have the 3.8% net investment income tax, which is a new Medicare
tax
that came in 2013. And then what's going to happen at 2 years from now, your Social Security Medicare premium will go up. Instead of being 95 or 120 bucks, whatever you're paying now, it'll be something higher because you're going to be in that high income tax bracket for Medicare for 1 year.
I see. Okay.
Those are the only things. I mean, that's the cost of doing business, right?
Okay. Well, that's why I wanted to get all this stuff out. The other option was to go ahead and keep it. And when we find this place out in the boonies, out in the countryside, just go ahead and it can automatically come up to 10% right now just when it was cash in the bank.
Yeah.
And go ahead and keep the rental and not having to pay that gain. So I'm trying to figure which, but that would be a lot greater. We'd have a much larger a mortgage at that point. And I'm trying to
avoid that.
By cut that way down, if I cut that mortgage by $300K by selling this.
Or buy the property up in out in the boonies and use it as a rental property for 2, 3, 4 years. And then have an epiphany one day that says, what? That looks like a nice place to live, and move into it later.
Yeah, that's a thought. Okay.
It could work.
It'd save some taxes.
Yeah, it wouldn't. It would, well, it would defer some taxes, I guess.
Most likely save it
because
he'll live
there
until he
forever.
Dies.
Yeah. Is that the plan, Larry? You're going to live there the rest of your life?
Yes.
It would save some taxes.
Okay, well then, if that's the case, yes, it would save some taxes. There'd be a nice step up in basis once you're gone. That's right.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Good Larry, luck,
thank
Larry.
You. Thank you. Great question.
Hey, he's got it going pretty well for him.
Well, he's making a lot of money on this on this rental.
Well, and then now, he's got his Social Security and his Navy pension. He's doing pretty well on that too.
Well, now as you said, the cost of doing business in this case.
It's taxes. A lot of people own rental property for a long time, mm-hmm. and they get to a point where they may not like being the landlord anymore. They may want to step away from it. Their choices are one of two. Either do a 1031 exchange into a new investment property, mm-hmm. or sell it and pay the piper.
Now, he was talking about selling it simply to reduce his mortgage on this property
right.
that they want to buy way out there. But there is a tax involved, as you said. So the choice is, do you do that? Now, the nice thing about perhaps doing a 1031 exchange into this place right out there.
The new investment property.
Right. Assuming you can rent it out and everything's okay and that's not a problem and you can manage it. Way out wherever it happens to be. The advantage of doing that is all the gain and all that
defers
stuff,
into the
it
property.
Defers into the new property.
Assuming we're buying one of equal or greater value.
Right, and it sounds like it probably
might be.
Is, who knows. But that's not too hard to do. And then, as you suggested, after, give it about 3 years.
But don't let anybody know that you're doing this.
No. You have no idea you're going to do this. But all of a sudden, 3-4 years from now, you wake up and you say, boy, I'd love to live there. So you kick the renters out or whatever once their lease is up, I don't know. And then you decide you move it in and you just establish it as your primary residence.
Yep.
Now, at the time, all of that gain has still been deferred. One of you, actually, or both of you, I suppose.
Depends on how they own it.
Yeah, if it's, joint tenancy?
Well, they would get a half step up on the first passing if it's joint tenancy or tenants in common.
If it's community property.
But I can't remember. Colorado, I don't think it's a community property state. I don't remember now.
I don't remember either. But anyway, it doesn't matter. You get a half step up. But you're still saving half the taxes on that. And depending on how long you own it and how long you live, there could be a lot of gain in that. And it winds up being tax-free to your heirs. So that's a pretty good deal. Okay, 877-PLANNER, our number. We got a couple of lines open, 877-752-6637. A couple of emails here to get to. Well, let's see. Richard in Burleson, Texas. Recently divorced. Horrible savings plan. 48-year-old male.
Is he saying that he has a horrible savings plan?
I don't know.
Or divorce is a horrible savings plan?
Well, let's find out. Maybe he says. 48-year-old male, excellent shape, without health issues. Have about $70,000 to invest or spend. What the heck do I do based on limited retirement, $70,000, my age, and the current economy? That's kind of a wide-open question for you there, Professor Plum.
Well, he's only 48 years old, and because he's got a horrible savings plan, he's going to be working for another 15, maybe 20 years. And because of that time horizon, he has a decent time horizon. First, I would want to look and see if there's any consumer debt or anything hanging over his head that costs a lot of money, like credit cards and things of that nature. That may be the first thing to do, is get rid of all that expensive credit card debt, consumer debt, and then keep enough money for an emergency fund. But the rest of the money sounds like it can be invested for that retirement, and that retirement is 15, 20 years plus down the line. Even though this economy isn't all that hot, it's a long time horizon. Mm-hmm. I would invest it for growth. I would invest it for a nice diversified growth portfolio. And I would start saving more. Automatic. If you're working for a place that has a 401k, use it. Have it done automatic. If you don't have a 401k, start an automatic savings plan. So it happens without you having to do something about it every month. It's taken away from you. It just happens. And then every quarter, every 6 months, ratchet it up a notch. If you are saving, $500 a month, make it six. If you're saving $50 a month, make it 60. Just keep pushing the envelope, because you need to build the discipline. You need to create that discipline of savings so that you go from having a horrible savings plan to an acceptable savings plan.
And he's got time. He's 48, so he's got some time. And once again, by ratcheting it up, you don't tend to notice it as much in the budget.
Right.
You tend to just sort of accept it.
It just becomes part of it.
It does. Now, there are some people who have an absolute floor minimum of what they can, what you know, and even an extra $50 is going to make a difference. But
I mean, people say, well, I can't afford to save anything.
Yeah, but that's generally not true.
The reality is that you can. You just don't know it because in our budgets, and I know this from back when my budget was extremely tight, even until today. Even when it was extremely tight, I started an automatic savings plan. I didn't know where the money was going to come from. And I still have no idea where the money came from, but it happened. I still seem to make it through the month. I didn't default on anything. And I have no idea what I cut back on to start that $50, $100 a month savings program. But I did, and it worked. And like I said, I don't know what I cut back on. It just happened. Because it was being taken away before I had a chance to spend it.
Yeah, and think of times. Maybe you've had times where the you know your pay was somehow cut, or if you're a salesperson, you have to adjust every so often. I mean, as long as it's not some you know huge number like 70%, 80%, or 50%, and which it wouldn't be in a savings plan, you tend not to notice it.
And as long as you have the emergency fund, you can have a time of adjustment if you are overreaching and you realize, no, this is just too dang tight. Okay, back it off. You always have the emergency fund that you could potentially fall back to, but not that you want to, but it's there. That's why you have one.
That it is. Okay, we're going to get back to your phone calls. We got to take a quick break. Don't go away. I will put Jack in Phoenix. We're going to move you up next because you had a question that we wanted to answer, and that's coming up next. So stick around, Jack. We will get to your questions. A couple others on hold. We have time to answer maybe two or three before the top of the hour. Give us a call. Oh, I got some emails, perhaps some trivia as well. When we come back on Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind, hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Got very little time left. We're going to answer everybody's question if you're on hold, so do not go away. And coming up on this program tomorrow, didn't get to the rest of those RMDs topics, so we will move those to a couple of more weeks from now. But we're going to be discussing something called structured notes. We've had some questions on this as perhaps an alternative to bonds or annuities, a different way to save. There's some technical advice in there. But I tell you what, it's something that you probably haven't heard of. Or if you have heard about it, I'm sure you have some questions, because we always get questions whenever we talk about this. So that's coming up tomorrow. Structured notes, etc. Anything else that you want to talk about? 877-PLANNER. Our number here, PLANNER. Jack has been hanging on in Phoenix, Arizona. Jack, thanks very much for waiting. We appreciate it. How can we help you today?
Well, my question is, I have a building in California, and I do not have an LLC on it, and I also have a corporation, and I have an umbrella on my home area. And would you explain the LLC and the complications of losing it, possibly, or whatever, in a lawsuit?
Right. Well, the LLC is like an umbrella or something that you put over the building, and it protects you from the building. It doesn't necessarily protect the building from anything that happens at the building, but it's designed to basically protect you from the building, unless you're the one that created the problem at the building. If you rewired it and somebody gets electrocuted, if you know, you've been told repeatedly that it's unsafe and somebody gets hurt, and you know about it and you never did anything about it, they can still come after you personally. But assuming you've got a property management company, you've got everything, and you try to distance yourself from it, this is another way to basically put a lid on it. In California, we've got a nuclear power plant out by San Clemente, San Onofre.
San Onofre.
They're actually pulling it apart. There's two different nuclear reactors, and each of them, they have a concrete, you know, dome around each reactor, so that if there's a problem at reactor one, it doesn't spread to reactor two, and it doesn't spread to the outside area. But the reactor's still toast. And so anything that's happening within that dome should be protected. You should be protected from it. So the LLC is designed to protect you from liabilities that arise from the asset inside the liability. But the asset inside the liability still could be in trouble. You could lose that asset. And so the idea is to try to isolate. Now, the problems in California, they're going to charge you $800 a year to register that LLC with the state of California to have the protection of that LLC.
And is that each and every year, 800?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great, great.
It's another type of insurance. Some people will say, well, I can buy a whole lot of liability insurance for $800. And for some people, because the buildings or the thing is very large, a big apartment complex or whatever, $800 may be a nice, may be an easy way to get some amount of insurance. It does not replace liability protection insurance. It is an addition to another form to try to protect yourself from the liabilities that arise at that property.
Right. Good answer. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Jack. You bet. We should also point out that I don't know what he said, a building. I don't know what type of, you know, a lot of people like to have them say on rental properties.
Right.
And we should point out that if you, as the owner, landlord, whatever, if you're the one that's going in and doing all the work, and you're the one who is going in and painting and doing the electrical work or whatever, and some problem arises with that, the LLC will not protect you from yourself.
You cannot be protected from yourself. And that's another thing. A lot of people say, well, I want to put my assets in the LLC to protect them. Protect them from what? I've seen people put stock portfolios, their brokerage accounts in LLCs to protect them from you. You know, so I'm a, you know, a doctor, mm-hmm. and I take all my assets and put them in an LLC to protect them from me. Well, if I get sued for everything that I own the LLC. And so they don't have to sue me for the stocks. They just sue me for the LLC. And I would, if I actually did the negligent act and I lost the lawsuit, they take over the LLC. Now they have all the stocks. They have the real estate. I cannot protect me from me, but I can potentially protect me from other liabilities that arise from something that I had nothing to do with. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I, property manager, especially the larger assets, like he was talking about a large building, he probably has a property manager. So they're doing a lot of the work. They're hiring, you know, bonded, you know, contractors to do the work. They're doing things. So he isn't doing the work. It's very difficult to tie him to the negligent issue that created the problem at the building.
Yeah, it's a good idea to maintain a step or two away.
Yeah, but if I own that building directly, my name only, they're going to sue the owner. The owner is me in that case. My personal assets are on the line. When it's in an LLC, it technically is a separate ownership, even though I own the LLC. They can't come out through that shelter that I've put over the top of it unless they can somehow tie me personally to the issue that created the problem.
Yeah, and the important thing, too, is something else that you mentioned. The limited liability company does not take the place of a good amount of liability coverage, coverage.
Just a different form of liability protection. Mm-hmm. And first line of defense is insurance. And so you don't do one or the other. And if you were going to do one or the other, you do the liability insurance and you get as much of it
as you can. And the reason is what?
Because it's more comprehensive.
Yeah. It will cover a whole lot more. And sometimes, and I'm not saying this is true in all cases, but sometimes what certain lawyers will do, if they're going to sue somebody, they will look to see how much insurance is on there.
They and sue just, for that amount.
Just go for that amount.
Go for the easy, low-hanging fruit.
Exactly.
But that's also why you still have insurance on the building, because if somebody sues the LLC for an issue, the LLC could lose the building. And so that's where the insurance comes in to pay off the people so that you try not to lose the building, but the LLC is there to try to keep the damage control to just that one entity.
Yeah, and the analogy of the dome is really what it, you know.
Right.
That,
so if
that protects everything else,
reactor
which is why
one has a problem.
Right.
It's contained in that reactor. But if somebody, you know, does something stupid outside of it, you know, some dumb, you know, terrorist blows something up outside of it, those domes didn't protect us. And so we're unprotected for issues that happen outside.
Right, and so
the
then
dome.
And again, that's why some people like to have different properties under different LLCs.
But
to protect
California,
those.
It's expensive.
It's expensive to do it. In some states, it's expensive. I don't know that. And his building was in California, which is why we mentioned that. But in other states, it can be as, you know,
oh, it can be $25.
Exactly. In fact, I think it's Connecticut or one of those. It's something like that. It's $25-$30. Don't hold me to that, but I think it is.
And you don't. He doesn't have to have a California LLC.
No.
But it doesn't matter where it's created. It still has to be registered in that state to have the liability protection in that state.
That's it. All right, we're out of time. If you need the brain trust off the air, Professor Plum or any of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group across the country, their phone number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.